So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Chalitza Balayla, if the Chalitza was performed at night, Chalitza Sekshera, the Tanakama holds that the Chalitza is effective. Rabbi Elazar Paisel, Rabbi Elazar holds that the Chalitza is not effective. The Gemara explains that Chalitza is considered Dinim Mamanis, because the Yavam receives her Ksuba through the Chalitza. Therefore, the Machlekes of Chalitza Balayla can be explained in two ways. The Machlekes is regarding all Dinim Mamanis, based on the Machlekes of Masechta Sanhedrin regarding Dinim Mamanis Bayim. The pasuk states, "Al piyim yia kol rivachol nega." The kahanim rule on all conflicts and the goyim. Demar saver makshinan rivim le negoyim. Rabbi Elazar holds that the pasuk appears dinim mamanis to negoyim. Ma negoyim bayoyim after dinim mamanis bayoyim. Just as negoyim may only be seen during the daytime, so the dinim mamanis are only decided during daytime. Therefore, chalitza balayla psula. Mar saver loy makshinan rivim le negoyim. The Tanakhama holds that Dini Mamanis are not compared to Negoim and may be judged at night. Therefore, Chalitza Balayla Kshera. A second explanation, the Kula Amma Loi Mekshin and Rivim LeNegoim. All agree that Dini Mamanis are not compared to Negoim. However, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin derives from another source that Tchilas Din, the beginning of Dini Mamanis, may only be during daytime, but Gemar Din, the conclusion of Dini Mamanis, may be done during the nighttime as well. This too is agreed to by all. Their machloikis is only regarding chalitza. Marasavar chalitza ki tchilas din damya. Rabbi Elazar holds that chalitza is comparable to tchilas din, which must begin during daytime, therefore chalitza balayla psula. Marasavar chalitza ki gmar din damya. The Tanakhama holds that chalitza is comparable to gmar din, which may be decided during nighttime, therefore chalitza balayla is kashera. Mishnah continues, chalitza bismail. If the Yavam removed the shoe from the Yavam's left foot, Chalitza sapsula. The Tanakhama holds the chalitza is not effective because the pasuk states, "V'chalitza naloi ma'al ragloi," and another pasuk referring to mitzvah states, "Aboyin ragloi hayimonis." A gzereshav of the words ragloi teaches, "Malahalam biyamin afkan biyamin." Just as ragloi the mitzvah must be the right foot, as clearly stated, so to ragloi the chalitza must be the right foot. Rabbi Elazar machsher. Blaza holds that the chalitza is effective. He does not utilize this gzer shava because regal le mufni. Ragli the chalitza is not extra and free because it is needed to teach that chalitza is done on the foot. Now, in order for a gzer shava to be irrefutable, it must be mufni mishnei tzadin. Both words are free, however, this gzer shava is merely mufni mitzad echad and has a pircha. It can be refuted. Malam mitzar shakin toin eitz erez ve'ez of shnei laws. Mitzvah has several stringencies in requiring Eitz Erez ve'ezay v'shnei telos. Therefore, it also has the stringency of requiring regal yamini as well. Chalitza, however, since it does not have those stringencies, it does not require regal yamini either. Therefore, chalitza bismail kshera. Zok the Mishnah, chalitza v'rakaka, avaloi kara. If the Yavama performed chalitza, removing his shoe, and rikika spitting, but did not perform kriya reciting the psukim, chalitza sekshera, the chalitza is effective. Kara v'rakaka, avaloi chalitza. However, if the yavama did recite the psukim and did spit, but she did not remove his shoe, chalitza sepsula, the chalitza is not effective. Chalitza v'kara avaloi rakaka, if the yavama removed his shoe and recited the psukim but did not spit, Rabbi Elazar imar chalitza sepsula, Rabbi Elazar says the chalitza is not effective. Kiva Imer Chalitza says Kshera. Kiva says that the Chalitza is effective. In other words, the Kriya is certainly not Me'akiv. The Chalitza is certainly Me'akiv. Whether the Rikiki is Me'akiv is a Machloikis. Mishnah explains, Omele Rabbi Elazar, Elazar supports his opinion for the Pasuk. Kacha Ya'asal Ish Ashala Yivne is Beis Achiv. The word Kacha, which means so it shall be done, implies Ikuva. It is mandatory. And the words Kacha Ya'asal teach, called Davishu Ma'isim Me'akiv. All elements of chalitza that involve action are ma'akev. Therefore, since both chalitza and rikika are actions, loy chalitza psula and loy rakaka psula. However, kriya reciting the psukim is not an action, therefore loy karag shera. Amalei Rabbi Akiva misham raya. Rabbi Akiva disagrees because the pasuk states, kach yasal ish ashal yivnes beis achev. The words kach yasal ish teach, kal davishu ma'isa be'ish me'akev. All elements of chalitza that involve an action applied to the yavam are me'akev, and chalitza is the only action which is applied to the yavam. Therefore, lechalitza psula. However, both Rikika and Kriya are not applied to the Yavam. Therefore, Leirukaka Kshera and Leikura Kshera. Mishnah continues, Cheresh Shenechlatz, a chalitza performed with a deaf-mute Yavam, or HaCheresh Shechalza, a deaf-mute Yavamer performed chalitza, or Bachaletzis Min HaKot, a chalitza performed with a minor Yavam. Chalitzas Absula, in all these instances, the chalitza is not effective. The Gemara presents two explanations of why Cheresh V'Cheresh is Chalitzas Absula. Rava initially says, they're not considered competent as in Cheresh Shait V'Katan, because they're deaf-mute, so they can neither hear nor speak. If so, Lafikach Ilem V'Ilemis Shechaltzu Chalitzas K'shera. And Ilem V'Ilemis, who are only mute, they're unable to speak, but they can hear, their chalitza would be effective because Ilem V'Ilemis B'nei Deyinenu. They are considered competent regarding all halachas. The fact that they cannot recite the psukim does not disqualify their chalitza because the Mishnah just taught Kri Loi Ma'akva. However, Rava then says that Cheresh v'Cheresh is chalitza sepsula mishum deloy b'nei kriyaninu, because they cannot perform kriya, as the Be'er Biyana clearly states, l'fisha einoi ba'amar va'amra. If so, hashta da'amrit kriya ma'akva, if we say the kriya is mandatory, l'fikach ilim v'ilemis shecholtzu chalitza sepsula. Regarding an ilim v'ilemis, their chalitza is not effective as well because they cannot perform kriya. However, this seems to contradict the reish of the Mishnah, which states, "Loi kura chalitza sekshera." Apparently, kriya lema'akva. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah is in accordance with Reb Zera, who says regarding a kabbar mincha, "Kalaro lebila ein bila ma'akeves boy." "V'choshe ein ro lebila bila ma'akeves boy." Rashi explains, a kabbar mincha is composed of an isar and silas, a certain 1/10 measurement of flour, and shem and oil. There's a mitzvah of bila to mix up these two ingredients. However, loy bal kosher. If he did not mix it, it's acceptable. However, if one brought a carbon mincha composed of 61 Isra'inim silas, he must separate out one Isra'in silas to be brought in a second utensil because bila cannot be performed in a carbon mincha greater than 60 Isra'inim silas. This seemingly contradicts the previous halacha of loy bal kosher. Therefore, Abzer explains kolarol bila. A carbon mincha of a smaller amount, since it is ro labila, it's possible to mix it in bila ma'akeves boy. The mixing is not mandatory and lebal kosher. However, v'chol she'ein ro labila, a carbon mincha of a larger amount, since it is in ro labila, it's impossible to mix it. Bila ma'akeves boy, the ability to mix it is mandatory and therefore lebal possible. This is also the explanation of our Mishnah. In the Reisha, the Mishnah is referring to a yavam and yavama that are midaber u'midaberes. Since they're ro l'kriya, they have the ability to recite the psukim, although they emitted the kriya, kriya le'ma'akva. Therefore, le'kara chalitza sekshera. However, in the sefer, the yavam and yavama are cheresh v'chareshes, deaf-mute. And even in the case of ilim v'ilemes, who are mute, since they are in a ro l'kriya, they do not have the ability to recite the psukim, kriya ma'akva, therefore chalitza sepsula. The remainder of this daf is included in the next daf.